Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, and here's some personal sharing. This is really about how do we navigate intensity and the challenges that may come our way, and especially when unexpected events happen or things may come up in our experience that cause us to question who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, are we on the right track, what are we supposed to be paying attention to. And this really was something that happened for me. In August, we did the Shamanic Astrology event in Hawaii. It was a really fabulous event. Wonderful, amazing people. Really great group. It was a very high experience. And so when I was coming back from that event, I was driving home. I was within two blocks of being home, and crossing the street, crossing the road to my street, and was hit by a truck, a red truck, like a four-door, fairly good-sized truck, actually. And I never saw it. I had stopped and looked both ways and never saw this truck. Although it was interesting because I was more than halfway across the road when I was hit by the truck, so there was lots of room behind me. Also, the truck turned into me, so I was almost on my street, but the truck was turned at a 45-degree angle into me. And again, I just never saw them. And so I, my first immediate thought was, it's totally my fault. And then after a little bit of contemplation, I was like, well, wait a second, maybe not totally completely my fault, but I did instantly go there. And I also went into shame, and how could I not see them, and how could this have happened to me, and why was I not paying more attention, and what, you know, what was I being unconscious of, and what am I supposed to look at here, and what's this mean for me? And I was pretty shaken up. Their airbags went off. There were two other people besides the driver in the truck, and their car was pretty messed up in the front, and mine was pretty messed up on the side, but it's all fixed now. It's all good, and it's been a great opportunity for me to just look at the challenges I have where I went into immediate shame and guilt and, you know, all of those feelings, and to give myself permission to experience them and not try to make them go away or make them be different or make them be something other than what they were intended to be. And it also was an opportunity for me to really focus more on the body work. I have actually old injuries, old whiplash and car injuries from accidents that I've been in as when I was a passenger in a vehicle and was rear-ended a couple of different times, and still have some residual challenges from those whiplash injuries. So one of the things that I've gotten to see is that this accident has actually helped to heal and to get to the deeper layers. There's like these little crystals that are coming out of the deeper muscle tissue and things that are getting released now out of those old injuries that I've been carrying for years. This is the first one happened to me when I was 26. And so that was like 31 years ago. And so getting to see what the gifts are of the situation, but also, you know, whatever the challenges, the feelings, and the opportunity with all of that. So, and then there's just this incredible magic that's been going on. We got to be part of a beautiful wedding in Canyon de Chelly that Peter officiated, and was just an incredible, incredible experience. He officiated the legal part of the ceremony, and then there was a traditional Navajo wedding that followed immediately after. So it was really blending the cultures, the more traditional Western culture with the traditional Navajo culture. And it was just like this huge high and sort of time out of time, like walking through a portal into another dimension experience. Really amazing opportunity that we got to do in September. And then just as the month was getting, as we were getting towards the end of the month, my beloved Peter, my husband Peter, found out that his ex-wife died, and he's now in the process of really having to be present for that. He has maintained a very good relationship with her and is one of the executors of her estate, and there's a lot of things for him to do now that is part of that and a completion for him. And just going through this the energy of what is you know, what we're being called to in every moment, and to not short circuit or bypass, and especially not bypassing the feelings, like, you know, the grief process, or to really give yourself time to experience the joy of being at a fabulous wedding, and the grief of, you know, of someone passing or being in an accident, and all that that brings up. So there's just such a wide range of possibilities of what's going on now and where our attention is being called to. And the more that we can allow ourselves to feel and be with and be present to these experiences, what I've been finding for myself is that, still having the human experience, and yet being able to see the magic and the possibilities and the opportunities in every one of these types of situations. I just, again, sharing all of that, still integrating and processing on all of these experiences actually, and it's really calling, even though I am not personally involved and didn't really know Peter's ex-wife, I feel him and his process and going through that, and so it feels big. It's huge, and it's a big opportunity, really, for both of us, and how he's walking through this with integrity, but also staying present to what he's feeling and getting to process all of that. And so, if you don't have people that you can talk to about these things, finding a way to process, so you can journal. Dancing, again, fabulous, fabulous way to move energy. We don't want the feelings to be repressed, stuck, pushed down, halted, stopped in any way. So dancing, hiking, moving, running, whatever it is that helps you to get connected to that, doing breath work, pranayama, doing yoga, doing anything that will help you get more in touch with what's going on in your physiology and how you feel, and not only how you feel, how the emotions feel, how the feelings are feeling, but also how your body is feeling, and taking really good care of it. And for me, I'm very grateful that I've been practicing this more diligently as time goes by. The last couple of years, I've been very focused and conscious of that. And it really helps, because the energies are amping up so intensely. So making sure you're eating well and avoiding foods that cause inflammation and pain, and eating the things that are going to be really supportive and nourishing to your body, to help you through these intense times, because truly October is just a whole another octave of intensity that is, that will actually last through the rest of this year and into next year. So the more that you're taking care of yourself, getting plenty of rest, drinking lots of water, and taking care and taking time to really be with what it is that you're feeling and experiencing in whatever way you can create that for yourself. And also, if you can be with other people that can support you in that process and you can support them, that's also ideal. But if not, you can find ways of doing that for yourself. And highly, highly recommend it. It'll make this time so much easier. And also, if you have intensity that's challenging, that's really taking you deep into places that aren't easy or comfortable, the more that you have that as a base, it'll be the faster you'll get to the place of the transformation and the magic that's possible. Because, oh my gosh, the magic is everywhere. And so I really want to leave on that note, that this is a time that's really taking us into a place where we get to be who we truly are meant to be. And to get there, we need to clear out all of the things that aren't really who we are. And so we'll be given opportunities to do that. We'll be given options and experiences that will give us that opportunity, and to embrace those opportunities will actually ultimately lead us to places of the greatest joy. And so as I'm going to wrap this up, I just want to share that I've shared this before, but I want to share it again for those of you who haven't heard about this story. I had the opportunity to do a grief ceremony with Soban Fusome. It's been now almost 3 years, but it was so profound. And it was really about, you know, getting into grieving and grieving all of the possibilities, grieving for ourselves, grieving for our family members, grieving for our community, grieving for our world, grieving for whatever needs to be grieved, and all the crazy things that are going on out there, and being able to really go deeply into that. And I was a little resistant. I tend to be a little resistant to those things. It's not my favorite thing to go into that place, and especially into the place of where there's crying, sobbing, screaming, wailing. But I allowed myself to go fully into it and had for the first time a conscious experience of a Kundalini activation as a result. A flood of like orgasmic energy going through my body as I allowed myself to grieve deeply and in the context of a sacred space with other people was fabulous and was really helpful and supportive. And we did a breath work when we did the shamanic astrology event in Hawaii. And I also again allowed myself to go into that space and again had that experience. And so within the container of a group setting, very powerful opportunities. So if you get opportunities, can find ways to create that space for yourself, it is incredibly enlivening, empowering, orgasmic, amazing, even though it doesn't feel that way at first, truly. But ultimately, by the end of the experience, it can feel that way if you really super surrender into it and give yourself permission to feel it fully and go all the way through it. And then on the other side, it's just this amazing, powerful connection to Shakti, life force. And that's really what this time is about. Scorpio, Pluto in Capricorn, Saturn in Scorpio, the Uranus square, the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, all of the different experiences that I've mentioned in the overview of the and the weekly audios and also the written version of the celestial timings. All of that, this is what it's all about. It is taking that time to really fully be present and be with and give yourself permission to go through these experiences in order to release whatever is ultimately of our divine essence, and then to be transformed by that process of release.